Let's get to another huge issue, right? The Department of Health in Gauteng has confirmed that 41 children between 3 and 5 years old have been receiving medical treatment at Barra in Soweto after allegedly consuming rat poison, mistaking it for candy. Yo, let's find out more about that with Imzi Netty, who's the Deputy Director for Communicable Diseases in the Gauteng Health Department. Good chatting to you, Imzi. Thanks for your time.
Oh, okay. Thanks for having me. Actually, it's not Imzimasi.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we've got the shortened version here. Okay. Imzimasi, thanks for your time. So give us an update on this. I mean, the allegations say children have been poisoned. Have they not?
Oh, okay. Thanks for that question. Here, what happened, we received a report from one of our hospitals that they received kids who have reported to have consumed a rat poison from the school. Then this morning, the provincial team and the district team and also the municipality conducted a visit to the school. And from when the team got there to the school, the information the team got was that actually at around 9 o'clock in the morning yesterday, a classroom teacher noticed a pellet-like rat on the floor, right? And she tried to ask the learners, so what happened? What are these? Who brought them? So the learners pointed to the learner who brought the those pellets to the classroom. And on her investigation, found that some had already eaten, and they were thinking that these are candy because that's what they assumed the learners. Hmm. So I think about children between the age of 4 to 5 years. Then she immediately also searched on the pockets, and she found some of the pellets like rats on their pockets. Then she she immediately called for help from other school teachers, and they referred. There were only two learners who actually showed. Let me correct one thing here. It's not 41 learners. It's 39 learners were affected.
Okay, 39.
The total number of learners in the classroom are 41, but of the 41, two were absent yesterday. So only 39 were affected yesterday.
Okay,
so
what's their health now? Like, how are they feeling now? Because, I mean, these are young kids, ages of 3 to 5,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Sure, yes. Oh, the kids were initially referred to a local clinic, then referred to Barra Hospital for further management. So at the hospital, some were observed and were found to be fine, not having no symptoms, were released to home. Only 17 were observed overnight. The 17 are those who claimed to have eaten the actual bread pellet. But from today, the team also visited the hospital, and they found that all the learners, according to the doctors, they did not identify any abnormalities, and all the learners were discharged at home.
Well, I'm glad for that. I mean, let's just go back very quickly before we wrap up. I mean, the actual cause here, I mean, if this issue is you know, rat poison, I mean, like, somebody's to blame for this, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. The team that was investigating is with the team, colleagues, the environmental health partners from the municipality. So the team tried to visit the household of the child that brought those items at the school. Unfortunately, when they got there this morning to today, the parent of that child was at the hospital, so there was no one at the household. So the team tomorrow will continue with the investigations as well, and also doing health education around the community and at the school. In fact, today the urgent school, all the parents of the kids who are in the school will be called tomorrow also to give them education. Okay. Also, we're also considering also to bring in the colleagues from the, I think within the metro, this is a pest control unit. That also be form part of the colleagues that will be joining.
I tell you what, we need to keep an eye on that story, Imzimasi Netty. Thank you for your time, Deputy Director for the Communicable Diseases in the Gauteng Health Department. I tell you what, if you're a parent, And your child, 2 to 3 years old, has been hospitalized because of rat poison. Sure. What would you think of that?